here.
Thank you for holding. Is this Eduardo?
Yes, sir. Yes, this is
Hi,
Eduardo.
Eduardo. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Okay. I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm blessed. I'm blessed and doing good.
All right. Sounds great. Sounds great. Yeah.
I understand you were speaking with Tara. She wanted me to jump on the line with you to go over some pricing and some details for this
Sure.
Washington area. But did you have
Okay.
any questions about the listing on Google or how the placement works?
Well, I will have lots of questions, but let's do this first. Let me know about pricing and all those things that you have to tell me, and then I'll ask some questions to you.
Okay, sounds good. So I want to start off by saying, like, the most important thing and the major benefit to you in this phone call is that we even have a spot available in the flooring category. I know you're focused
Okay.
on tile and, marble, right? But we have to have a spot available in your category to even talk about putting you on the first page for any of those services. Does that make sense?
Okay. It makes
So
sense.
you're on a list of qualified companies. We're going down a qualified candidates list now. We're just looking for one company. Once we fill that spot, it goes to that company and all the customers that come with the spot, right? So that's the major benefit to you. Sometimes it takes like 3, 6, 12 months before we have a spot open again and we can have a conversation like this. So that's the benefit. As far as cost,
Okay.
everything's month to month. So we won't ask you to sign a contract today, or anytime in the future unless you want to, right? We like to go month to month. That way we know you guys are coming back on your own. Typically what we charge is $499 month to month for the placements, but you are eligible for what's called a new in business credit. I know you're newly licensed. So we can actually reduce this rate by 50%. So if you were to come on board with us today, you'd be looking at exactly $249.
I see. Okay.
There's
So,
no other
okay. And
charges.
then, no other charges. And then, so it's just, okay. So tell me the, what can you do on putting on the list my company. So
Right. So the major benefit
what
to
are the
you,
benefits?
yeah, so if you typed in right now on Google, like one of your customers, let's say you went on and you typed ceramic tile installation, right? That's going to be your bread and butter, right? Or one of your main phrases. When you do that search, Google's going to recommend three top companies to you. Right now, the companies that you see are like Atlantic Tile and Granite. I don't know if you heard of them before, or like,
Maybe I heard of them before, but I'm not sure. Well,
Yeah, there's
there's a lot
also
of companies,
Iconic
right?
Construction. Yeah, there's a lot of companies out there, but there's only three that show on the first page next to the map here as top
I
recommended
see.
options, right? So what
Okay.
we're talking about doing is making Cornerstone Tile LLC one of those top options, right?
Yes.
It's not just people
Okay.
looking up your name. It's people who are going on to Google. They're within 50 miles of you. They type in ceramic tile installation. Now they're getting recommended your business.
I see. Okay.
And they could call you directly from there. So you don't have to pay like a lead fee or a click fee or a call fee. They could literally type in ceramic tile installation, see your company, see your reviews. We build a website for you. If you don't have one, we'll have that attached to it. And then if they click on the phone icon on their mobile device, it's going to call you right away. So you get a live call from somebody who just was on Google in your area looking for what you do. Does that make sense?
I see. It makes
It's
sense.
about as
I see.
hot of a lead as you can get.
Okay.
Okay. And then we don't just list you for the ceramic tile installation. We list you for 15 different keywords, but we want to interview you to customize those keywords that you're listed for. That way we can make sure that the calls you're getting are actual qualified job opportunities and not somebody just wasting your time. We don't want people finding you by mistake, right? We want those guys that are searching with intent to hire somebody.
Yeah, you're right. Okay.
So that's the major benefit, right, is that Google listing. But we also do other things for your company. Like I said, we'll build you a site if you don't have a site. We verify your Google listing. So those are things that you'll keep and help your business a lot from a credibility standpoint, even if you leave our services later. Like if you said, hey, I don't want to be on the first page anymore, I don't know why you would do that, but, you know, let's just say you did. You still have your website, you still have your Google business profile and these things that we're creating for you, right? So those are good, like, long-term tools for the company. But we'll also put you on Facebook, run some Facebook ads to get clients from there. Same thing with, like, Bing. They pull from Google's top three for their top five recommendations. And then we also do a popular directory submission where you end up on other directories like Yelp, Yellow Pages, and Thumbtack. So you can get clients from those too, but 90% of your calls is just going to be people doing that Google search. That's what everybody uses.
Mm-hmm, I see. Yeah, that sounds interesting. Very interesting. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we make it all month to month too. So it's, sign up for a year if you want to try it or compare it to something that you're doing now.
Yeah. Okay. So, just one question, before we continue on this. Well, you know, I was saying to the lady that, I already, invested it on another, like it's a website. It's called Angie's List.
Oh yeah.
And then, and then they are doing almost the same thing as.
Well, no. So what they do is they'll sign you up, right? They'll put you on their website. So you're not gonna have like, people aren't looking up Cornerstone Tile LLC and actually seeing your Google business profile. They'll get Home Advisor by Angie, right? And so they put you on Home Advisor by Angie, and then they put themselves on Google. They don't put you on Google. They put Angie on Google. So it'll say, like, top 10 best ceramic tile pros in Kent, Washington. Actually, I see it right here. That's exactly what it says. So it says top 10 best. And so if somebody clicks on that, mind you, they have to go past the three guys where we're talking about listing you now to get to that listing, right? But if they go down there and they click on that, then they'll get turned into a lead, and then that lead will be sold. So the lead goes to like three or four of the guys that are on that list of 10. And then they're going to charge you a fee just to get that number and that information from that person, right? They charge you a lead fee, and they keep that lead fee even if you don't get the job, even though the job's
open. It's a little different. It's a little different because the way you're talking about is like Thumbtack. That's what they do, you know? Exactly as you're saying, but this is different. I already paid like the subscription for $500.
Oh wow!
And then they promised me like 4 to 6 leads per month.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're doing it, but there's 3 already. But you know, I haven't get any of the jobs. You know, they don't even respond.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, because
unfortunately, I already paid my fee.
Right. So here's the difference, right? Do you get texting on this number? I just sent you a text.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I got the message, yeah.
Okay, so if you can click on that link, I know it looks like a bunch of information, but if you click on that link, this is the search, right, for ceramic tile installation in Kent.
Okay, let me go on that. Let's see. Yeah, you're right.
Okay, so you'll see the guys at the top, they say like sponsored, Google Guarantee, you got like Iconic, Home Services Plus, Dot Construction, and then you keep scrolling down, you'll see a map, and then there's 3 guys there, like Atlantic Tile and Granite.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So this is where we're talking about listing you. If you scroll down a little bit further, you'll see Angie's list. It says top 10 best ceramic tile pros in Kent. Right? What we want to do is have you have your own listing up here on the first page, Eduardo. So people can just call you directly from here. You have your own Google listing, your Google verified, your own website. You know, people can call you direct from here. What's happening with Home Advisor by Angie's, they got to scroll down here, click on that, and then they got to fill out a form and then you guys are prompted to call them back.
I see.
See? So you're paying a lead fee to compete, whereas people can't call you directly. Most people are just going to call the business directly. That's just facts. It's a proven fact from Google Analytics for the last 17 years. People usually just call off the first page. 90% of people don't go past the first page.
I see.
So we're talking about putting you where 9 out of 10 of your customers are going to look before they call somebody. So I know you've invested into Angie's, but if you give this a shot and after a couple months, like, compare them side by side, I mean, it's a no-brainer on what's going to be best for your company long term.
Yeah, well, that's not the problem, doing it like that as you're speaking, but the problem is that investing on this together is kind of, without a job, without projects, it's almost impossible to do those.
It is. It's kind of like a catch-22 when you're starting a business. You kind of have to spend money and invest in the company and getting it up and running before you actually start getting the customers. But what I could tell you from my experience, there's so many guys out there that start a business and they never get this opportunity to be on that first page. And the guys that get on the first page are all making good money. Like, they'll tell you themselves. And I'm sure the companies you see up there are guys that you know that are thriving and they're doing well because it's easy for people to find them for what they do. So I understand it's an investment, but also think from the return on investment side. Like, if we fast forward a month or two down the line, how many jobs are we going to have to bring you in order for that $249 to make sense each month?
I see, yeah.
Right? It's like one. Realistically.
Yeah.
I don't know any ceramic tile jobs that cost less than $250.
No, not really.
Or marble, for that matter. Just to even cut the marble, you're going to be paying more than that most likely. So, the kind of work that you do, it's going to be really easy to offset this and make it make sense. I mean, if you think about $249 for an entire month of being up there and getting clients, you'll be able to look in your tracking system and see like, hey, all these customers came from this, and then you add up, do the math. I mean, 10-on-1 return on investment isn't hard to achieve, even making $2,500 over the course of the month, There's very few things in life that are able to do that. The hard part about these Google listings is not so much the cost of them, it's the availability of them. Because let's say we fill the spot with one of these other competing ceramic tile companies. You might be waiting 6 months or a year before we can talk about putting you back on Google on the first page.
Mm-hmm.
With Home Advisor by Angie's, I mean, if your money's green, I could go sign up for it right now, pay them $500. They'll give me the same leads they're giving you. There's nothing exclusive about it.
Yeah, okay. All right, so, okay, what can we do on this? So you said $250, right?
It'd be $249 exactly, Eduardo.
Okay.
And that's with the website, everything.
With the website, so what do I have to do with that? Because I have no idea how to build
You're not going to build it. We're going to build it, but we want your input, right? So we have some examples that we'll send over to you, and you can use those as like the starting point, and then we'll customize it from there. So if you say, hey, I want my logo here, or I want it to look like this, I want to use these pictures here, we'll go in there and actually do it for you and then make sure it looks and represents you properly, and we'll attach that to the listing so customers can see as well.
Oh, I see. I understand now. Okay.
Yeah. We tailor it to you. So it's like we're the artist, but you tell us your vision on what you want, and then we'll go in there and we'll build it how you want it.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's part of the package, by the way. Like, there's no extra cost for that. So, like, we'll get you the cornerstonetilellc.com, like the domain name. We'll create all the content, do the graphic design. Obviously, we'll ask you to send in your logo so we can brand that. And then we'll also provide hosting. So any changes you want to make while you're using our services to the site, that's all a part of it. It's no extra charge. So we can continue to customize it until you get exactly what you want out of it.
I see. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So let me, why don't you guys call me, later today so we can do this. I'm really interested.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that right now at the very moment, I don't have the money, but I will get it.
Mm.
To get started on this.
Gotcha. So the only risk that we run is losing the spot. Did you get the pricing page that I texted to you?
I'm not sure. Let me see. So do you want me to click on the same link?
No, it's another link. There's in the same text messages, but it's a different link. It'll say localsplash.com/pricing.
Oh, I see. Let me go. Okay, let me go up to there. Okay.
And then when it opens up, you want to scroll all the way down to the bottom.
At the bottom? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so you'll see here, some big numbers there. You see all the pricing and the packages?
Yes.
There's like $1,000
yes.
ones. Yeah. So if you scroll all the way down, the very last one down, it's called our Platinum Package.
Yeah.
And it's normally $599 with a $299 mm-hmm. setup fee. Right?
Okay.
So just so you know that you're spending your money wisely, right? I'm putting you on this package. This package is normally $898 the first month, and then you pay $599 each month after. So you're getting all those products and features, the optimized landing page, which is the website, the Google placement, the Bing placement. You'll even have Facebook ads and a Facebook business page for your company. But I'm doing that for just $249 month to month.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's pretty much our wholesale cost on it. The reason I'm willing to do that, though, is because you're telling me, hey, I just spent this much on Angie's, and I'm a new company, and I'm trying to get going. But I know that this will get a new company going, and I know that this is going to be a better fit for you long-term than Home Advisor by Angie's. And all I need is for you to be able to see that and for us to get it all up and running. And then you won't have a problem paying that $249 every month. So sure, we're going to lose money in the beginning on this, helping you out. But if it works how we believe it's going to work, and I can look at people in this area who have done your services, right? I know how it works for them. So I know it's going to work.
Okay.
But then it's going to turn into something long-term. And so that's kind of my angle on it. And so I know you're saying things are tight, but if we can make it happen, you know, month to month at $249, I'm giving you this full platinum package, and then I'll lock you in at that deal. So it'll just stay $249 as long as you're with us, and we'll send you in writing that you have everything in that platinum package bundle. So you're basically cornering the market as a top recommended guy for your area. And then we're also going to build the site and do these other things for you too. Facebook, Yelp, Yellow Pages. So that way we're like a one-stop shop for you, Eduardo. Like, you shouldn't need any other forms of advertising. You shouldn't need Angie's Leads or anything else, because we should be covering all your bases here.
All right. Sure. I was going to do, you know, a payment, but I'm going to use it instead for this. And then I will get money later to cover those, payments that I have to do. So, yeah, let's do this.
Okay. So I'm going to create your Google business profile. Okay. This is important, right? Because this is what people are actually going to see up there. This is what holds your reviews and everything. It's going to have your website attached to it. So on the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
No, I'll give you a different one.
Okay, I'm ready for you.
It's going to be 206.
206.
643.
643.
5570.
5570. And this is the best number for the customers to call you, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, I'm going to put this down as the business phone. I'll save the number we're on right now just in case I need to get a hold of you. I'll put it in like the cell phone section, but I'm not going to have that displayed anywhere. Okay. All the customers will call the 206 line. Okay. I got you. And then Google is also going to send you this PIN in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there, kind of showing where your business is. If you do business from home, that's fine. I could hide the address, but where can I send that PIN to you in the mail?
I can give you my address.
Okay. I'm ready.
So that's 23711.
Okay.
63rd Avenue South.
Okay. Kent, Washington, 98032. Is there an apartment number with this one?
Yes. Yes, that's H301.
H301. Okay. Let me go ahead and update. And then I'll hide the address for you, Eduardo, so you don't have to worry about anybody coming to your house. It'll still say on your listing, like Kent, Washington, 98032, but I'll hide the street address.
Sure, yeah.
Okay. And then what's your last name?
Flores.
Flores, okay. And you're bilingual, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm actually going to have the client interview technician be bilingual, so that way we can target both English and Spanish clients for you.
All right. I appreciate it.
Yeah, that's actually going to work to your advantage, you know, being bilingual is a great
thing. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, my son is half Salvadorian. My wife is from El Salvador.
Oh.
And he's bilingual, but I'm not. So sometimes my son talks to me in Spanish, and I'm like, I have no idea what you just said.
Okay, I got it.
But I know that that's good for him, because sometimes I go out places and they're speaking Spanish and I don't know, and I just look at him, and he's only 5, but he'll be able to tell me like, hey, they said this, that, and you know, so it helps.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what's your business email address? I'm going to send you everything in writing.
Yeah, that's Eduardo, E-D-U-A-R-D-O, C-D-A, 253@comcast.net.
253@comcast. Okay, let me repeat this back to you. I just want to make sure that I got it all right here. So I have Eduardo, so E-D-U-A-R-D-O, and then I have, is it C-B-A, like cat, boy, apple?
No, that's C as cat, D as Daniel, A as April.
Got it. And then 253, dos, cinco, tres, at Comcast.
Yes.
.net. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
All right. And then how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
I would say 5 to 7, let's say.
5 to 7. Okay, is that Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends too?
Monday through Saturday.
Okay.
Only. No
and
Sunday.
And Sunday closed?
No Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah, Sunday closed.
Okay, good man. It's like my mother-in-law, every time I try to tell her, can you watch my son so I can go play golf? And she, nope, Sundays we go to church.
No. Yeah.
I'm like, take him to church. It's fine. He needs it.
Yeah.
Can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
For the most part, yes. Sure. I mean, I don't trust that much on checks, but...
Yeah,
I never had any problems
with check bounces. But maybe like a cashier's check. I have guys that say they only accept cashier's check, where they go to the bank and, you know, they pay for the cashier's check, and then it's basically like money at that point, rather than a check you have to cash. Does that make sense?
I see.
It's almost like a money order type situation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, instead of checks, because
put cashier's
check. Sometimes we. Yeah,
I got you.
It will be better.
Yeah, cashier's checks or money orders. It's always better that way because then it's like it can't bounce. It's impossible for it to bounce.
Yeah.
Yeah. Update. All right. So I have your profile created now, Eduardo, but I do need to schedule a client interview. Like I said, I'm going to do the client interview with a bilingual rep. This usually takes about 30 to 45 minutes to do, but they ask for an hour in case the call goes over. And these are the guys that are going to do a lot of the stuff on your website and customizing the service.
Yeah.
So what do you think would be the best time to do the interview with you?
I think tomorrow morning will be good.
Okay. I have time anytime between 7 a.m. and then 4 p.m. tomorrow.
Tomorrow, okay. Yeah, so what about, actually 7 o'clock is okay. 7
Perfect.
In the morning.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. I'll lock you in for 7 a.m. tomorrow. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your email. And then I'm going to text you, I'm going to set up an automated text message. It's going to come through 1 hour before. So is that okay if they send you a message at 6 o'clock in the morning?
No problem.
Okay. You're up at that time?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You're like me. You get up with the sun usually, huh?
Very, very early.
Yeah. I'm like that too. I'm a morning guy.
I start my days better, you know?
Yeah, I look forward to waking up
longer.
Every day. Yep.
Yeah.
I don't like to be outside and about at night too either, though. You know, I like how we have the later sunset now. And, you know, I'll go in 7:30, 8 o'clock, and I'll be ready to lay down by like 9:30. My kids. All right, save. All right, perfect. So I just sent that over to your email, EduardoCDA253@comcast.net.
Yeah, I'm checking it right now. Yeah, is your name Jazwan?
Yep, my full name is pronounced Jazwan John Hill. So a lot of people call me John because they messed up my first name. But
all right.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
And then
so, yeah, I have two attachments, right?
Two attachments.
What is this?
So the client interview department is just dashing that department.
Oh. Hmm.
And then I let them know that they have a bilingual representative available to you for that appointment. And then the other one is just my email. So that's all the attachments are. It's just the invite to you, to me, and to that client interview department for your appointment tomorrow.
Okay, sounds good.
And then I'm going to send you everything in writing as well. I'll send you a receipt so you can write it off as a business expense, and I'll send you an outline of the agreement that you're getting everything in that platinum package for the $249. Those are going to come through automatically when I process the transaction. So in terms of securing your first month payment of the $249, Eduardo, how did you want to do that?
With a debit card.
Okay. Now, is this going to be under your name, or does it have the business name on it as well?
Business name, yeah. That's my business card.
Okay. That's the best way to do it because this is a business expense when you do Google advertising and you're building your website like this. So you'll actually be able to write it off, and you get it back when you do your taxes at the end of the year. Yep.
That's right. Yeah, that's good, huh?
Yeah, so I mean, in the grand scheme of things, it's not going to really cost you anything, actually, to get connected to your customers because they'll be able to write off the full cost of it. It's considered an essential thing. Like some companies, all their customers come from being online, so it's like they basically have to have a site in these Google business profiles to even exist or make any money, you know? So they let you write it off. Is the billing address the same as the street address that we're sending the Google verification?
Yes.
Okay, and you said it's H301, right?
H301, yes.
Okay. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
Yes, 4312.
4312.
Yeah, 3170.
3170.
0634.
0634.
0619.
0619. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0530.
0530, and then 3-digit code on the back.
667.
667, okay. And then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification. If I say anything you don't agree with, just stop me, okay?
All right.
All right, you're on a recorded line here, Eduardo. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This whole call is going to be recorded by Google and by our company for quality assurance to outline your agreement with us and also as an added form of protection for you. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Cornerstone Tile, LLC.
Thank you. And can you state your name and title within the company?
Eduardo Flores.
Okay, and you're the owner, right?
Yes, I'm the owner.
Okay. Yeah, have to confirm. Can't let anybody else do this. And then it says, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
Okay. So to get results as fast as possible, Eduardo, it's important that you're actively involved in the campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. It says 24 to 48 hours, but you usually have the best results if you answer, like, the live call. The live calls are basically, like, they already picked you or need help from you. And then it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try the services for 2 months when you first sign up with us, but it is month to month, okay? You're not bound to any kind of contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's May 7th, 2025. It's going to be in the discounted price of $249. However, I have you on a full platinum package bundle, and I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your service. So when the term is completed, the agreement's set up to renew on the 7th day of each month, but you'll keep this price, $249, as long as you choose to remain with us. And then it says in the fine print, you can cancel at any time, Eduardo. There's no cancellation fees or penalties. All that we ask is if you ever do decide to cancel, which I don't think you will, but just let us know before the next bill is due or, like, before the 7th day so we could stop it from, like, automatically charging you. And then it says, do you agree to those renewal and cancellation terms?
If I agree, yes, I do. I agree.
Okay. All right. So I process the payment. You're going to start receiving some text messages. Are you getting them?
Yes.
Okay. So the first one is an outline of the agreement in writing for your record. So you have everything that we're doing in that platinum package with that discounted price of $249 in writing there as a receipt. And then it also has, like, the billing date, that you'll keep that rate as long as you're with us, that you could cancel at any time. That's all in writing right there in your subscription terms. And then when you get a chance, you want to sign off on it. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. And then they're also going to send you a username and a password for a tracking system. And the tracking system will help you keep track of all the leads and the calls and the jobs that we're getting for you. So you'll even have recordings in there. Like, you'll be able to hear yourself answer the phone, set up the appointment to go out and meet with these people. So that's a good tool for you, just so you know what you're making from our services each month.
Okay.
Okay. But as of right now, I don't want to overwhelm you. That's the only thing I want you to focus on is just signing your subscription terms and then try to be available for our phone call tomorrow. I have you scheduled between 7 and 8 a.m. I'm going to have a bilingual representative jump on with you, and we'll go over the customization of your campaign. So we'll go over all the services you offer, the areas that we're going to target with the Google advertising and the other advertising, and then we'll also get started on your website during that call as well.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. And then my phone number is attached to every text and email that you get from us. So if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, don't hesitate to call. I actually have you in a queue for bilingual representatives as well. So if you want to call in and just start firing off in Spanish, feel
All
free.
Right.
Yeah, we'll be able to have a Spanish representative available for you 24/7. So.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Well, thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. I'm looking forward to working with you. Enjoy the rest of your day, and then look out for our call tomorrow at 7 a.m.
All right. Appreciate it, John.
You're welcome. You're going to love this. I'm telling you. Give it a month or two. You'll probably cancel Home Advisor if you're not there already. It's just a lot better to do this, have people
call
you.
I'm actually, I'm going to cancel it. I'm not going to keep on that next month for sure. I'm not.
Yeah. Then even better. It's like perfect timing, you know, because if you, I understand why people do that. Like if we don't have a Google listing available in your area, you can't do this, then Home Advisor is not a bad idea. But now that you have this, you really don't need it. You know, there's no point in.
Yeah, I don't need that. Yeah.
Reseller leads. Yeah. But we got to get everything up and running first though. We got to build your site, do the Google verification. So that's why I'm saying it's really important that you sign off on that and that you're available for the phone call tomorrow, because we're going to try to get everything rocking and rolling as quickly as possible.
Yes. I got a question. So right here on this text message that I have to agree to receive SMS messages.
Yes.
And at the bottom it says signature, confirm signature. I try to click it, but it doesn't go through.
Oh, if you're on a mobile device, I've been having this issue over the last week. You have to turn your phone sideways.
Oh, okay.
You see it? And then once you turn it sideways, then it'll actually give you, like, the buttons. You can actually click there, type in your name as it appears, and then you have to hit confirm signature.
Oh, I see. Okay. I think that's because I have two last names.
Okay. So, yeah, my wife was like that for a long time, Rodriguez Salinas. Now she's just Hill. Do you want me to put the other one, or I just had Flores here.
Yeah. Does it matter, or?
It shouldn't matter, no. You should still be able to get the write-off because the information, like all the billing, has Cornerstone Tile LLC on it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Sounds
so it should be fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
And it's just more so if you want it. We're not actually going to put your first and last name out on the internet for people when they call you. So when they're calling, they're just calling Cornerstone, and then you can introduce yourself from there.
Yeah. That's good. All right. Yeah.
All right. You're very welcome. Looking forward to working with you. Enjoy the rest of your day, and then we'll talk to you tomorrow at 7 a.m., okay?
All right. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.